I am so sorry. I just punched a child in the head.
Hello, everybody. Today we are doing a bit of a different episode. We are on our way to San Diego Comic-Con 2026. And I have just finished packing. We are getting in the car in about 3-ish hours. I'm riding with Ravengrim, and we are excited. Aren't we excited, Jono? Yeah, we're excited. So this episode is just going to be a little bit different in that it's going to be a little bit more of a vlog style, still with interviews in between, but I'm just going to take you with me and we're just going to have a good time. Yay, let's do it.
Jenny, you're in a pink sandwich.
I am in a pink sandwich. Getting the magic card.
I
hope this is right.
I don't know.
It's day one of San Diego Comic-Con. I think my mic is on.
The blinking?
It's blue. Does that mean it's on?
I don't know. I never used it
before. I don't think blue is
blue. Uh-oh.
Oh. Hello.
Say something into the mic right now.
Say something into the mic.
Yeah, okay. It's working. It's working. It's working.
Sweet.
It's snowing.
What did we do so far? We got a Captain Kirk Magic the Gathering card.
Look at the snow.
I got my badge. It's snowing.
We got a Naruto one.
We got a Naruto card.
We saw our friends at the Marvel cosplay booth, and then we ate, and now we're waiting for our 4 p.m. appointment for the Paramount Lodge. And it's also snowing.
Jono, are you enjoying yourself here at San Diego Comic-Con? I know you had to travel really far to get here.
So far.
Jono, what's your favorite part of the con so far?
So far.
So far.
Favorite part, like
a man of prolific words and wisdom. Jenny, what was your favorite part of the con so far?
Waking up at 10 a.m. I get to sleep.
Is that? Then. Oh, okay.
No, everyone else in the room woke up at like, what time? 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. So it goes line up for like 3 hours. And I said, no, thank you.
I also slept in.
Yeah, I see. We're
but 10 a.m. is pretty early for me.
Oh my God. Wait, what time do you wake up?
I wake up at like noon.
Oh, that makes more sense of why you showed up when you did.
I set an alarm.
Like 2 p.m.
I set an alarm.
I cannot do anything about the train.
I like your umbrella.
Thank you.
It's UV blocking. It blocks the UV.
It does. There's no UVs on me. I'm protected by all the
damn. UVs. Damn. No, you're going to be young forever.
I hope so.
It's so hard to get to the convention center.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah,
You know,
look at my wife.
You know that.
Dark magician girl.
Everybody, welcome back to Dress Down Podcast at San Diego Comic-Con on location. I'm here with Sparkle Stash. We're cosplaying from Alien Fireteam Elite 2. And we're about to go inside the IGN party where you guys are doing
We're looking for infected people.
Infected people.
Yes. Infected by the xenomorphs. So, I mean, watch for those face huggers. And watch out for a prize if you're going to the IGN party. Or if you were at the IGN party, maybe you got a little prize because you weren't infected.
A prize is... How many San Diego Comic-Cons have you been to so far?
This is my first one. Yeah, this is literally my first one.
Oh, my God. And you're working it. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's very... It's crazy. Like, I love seeing all the super epic costumes. And I'm like, oh, my God. Look at this crazy work. And the booths. The booth quality is really cool. What's your favorite part?
Because
you've been how many times?
This is my third time, but I tend to just follow around other people who know how to do the con really well, like my friend Jono.
Jono is
I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And then, can I come? And then I just tag along with him and Long because they always have like the cool hookups and stuff. They're like, we're going to this at 7. And I'm like, I'll be there. Just help me in. So my favorite part is, can I say,
please,
Jono?
Yeah, oh my God.
My friends who plan for me are my favorite part.
It's valid because your friends make the con.
Yeah.
Like, they really do. They really do. Like, I love it. Like, my husband is in cosplay. We have other friends in cosplay. Like, this is one of four people for this event. So it's crazy. I love it. He got a hug. I was so excited. They hugged my husband. They were like, oh, my God, I'm cosplaying this thing. And he's like,
okay. So are you cosplaying all 4 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it this outfit all 4 days or four different things?
No, it's just an outfit all 4 days because, as you know, all 4 days have so many events. So it's very like, today is this event, and then tomorrow is a panel. And then the other day is going to be a live stream of a demo. And it's a whole thing.
Well, if you were to give anybody tips, including maybe your past self, on how to survive San Diego Comic-Con now that you've experienced two of the 4 days, what would you do differently? And what tips would you give people that are coming here for their first time?
Definitely wear comfortable shoes.
That's so valid.
Girl, how are you doing?
I have left my hotel room for the first time right now.
Okay.
So I'm doing great.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
He's got some really cute heels on. So yeah, you're doing good. Wear comfortable shoes. Hydrate. Because yes, San Diego is amazing weather, but it's still like warm. It's been oddly humid.
It's so hot. Yeah. I was sweating so much yesterday that I had to go change before the fandom party. I was like...
Yeah.
This is
unreal. I feel bad
unreal.
Right now. That's the thing about cosplay too, is you're going to be sweaty. You're going to be sweaty spaghetti. So
yeah, I can't imagine. You're doing amazing.
I had a good time. But that's okay. Nobody knows. You guys didn't hear that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're not sweaty. We're just sparkly.
Exactly. Cosplayers don't sweat.
Yeah. We sparkle. We sparkle.
Right. So comfortable shoes. Hydrate.
Hang out with your friends. Mm-hmm. Hang out with your friends. And explore. Explore Gaslamp. Explore the city.
Yeah.
Explore the con. So if you see something, like, okay, we went to Display, and they had so many new products. We were just walking by, and we're like, oh, my God. All these new stained glass things, or look at this thing I've never even heard of or seen. So discover, be open.
Right. Yeah. Have you walked by anybody that you're like,
you?
Thank you.
Let me see. Keith David is here, the voice actor who does Husk and he does the Vala, and he's a Broadway singer, and he's just, I walked by and I was just like, heavy breathing. And I heard his voice and I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it hits me in a random way where it's not necessarily somebody super famous, but it's someone who I just have only seen on my phone screen. And then suddenly they're
in front of me.
And my brain's like, whoa. How do I connect these dots?
Like, isn't it funny how, like, you're a good example of if you see Danya on screen and you see her in person, she looks exactly the same. Like, she looks
really?
Yes, you do. You really do.
What if we kissed?
What if we kiss?
What if we kiss in front of your husband?
Yeah. So you're a good example. I think I'm a good example. Although I did have someone come up to me once and they were like, I thought you would be taller. Well, I was like, I'm 5'9".
I was going to say, you're tall. I was
like, okay, that's whatever. But yeah. Yeah.
That's bizarre. That person is wrong.
Silly goose. Silly goose.
It's wrong.
The internet. But yeah, I think you're definitely an example of that. Let me see. Have I seen anybody else who's made me well, I definitely, check the panel schedule if you want to do something ahead of time. Don't do it like that day. Because if there's a guest you want to see, definitely make sure you know their schedule to fit your schedule. So.
Yeah, that is true. People underestimate the amount of time that they're going to be spending in lines here.
Walking.
Yeah.
And yeah. If you're ADA, go get your ADA sticker. And if you need any other health requirements, make sure you put those first and do your thing. And
yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, you'll have a good con.
So are you able to spend any time at any of the activations, or are you working 100% of the time?
I am an activation. So I'm like, I am. I have seen some from afar happening. I think we saw a couple Marvel ones, but I just see them from afar, and I'm like, oh. So that was cool.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's about all I've seen. Have you seen any activations?
I went inside the Paramount Lounge yesterday. That was awesome because they have Avatar The Last Airbender, which is my hyperfixation. No, there aren't that many characters... Just be that are like old enough for my aesthetic. That's true.
And then we'll just
You could get on my back. I could find a scooter. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I love that.
We'll just
That's a good idea. So what do you have coming up in the future?
Ooh, okay. So I will be at Gamescom in Germany next month. Also in this and in a couple other things. And then I'll be at Chico. We have a Chico convention coming up. And I'm hoping to go to BlizzCon because I really have been craving to wear more StarCraft lately. And so I'm like, I want to do more StarCraft cosplays. I'll go to BlizzCon. I haven't been in a few years. Are you going to do BlizzCon?
We should talk. I've had a Nova cosplay from StarCraft that I have had sitting in unfinished in my garage for approximately 8 years.
Then I would ghost Kerrigan with you.
Really?
I'm serious. I will ghost Kerrigan with you because she's not the same, but hers are like, silver and kind of orangey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We might be cooking right now.
This is
we have time
for a ballot. Yeah.
November, right? Is that what it is?
I don't know either. Yeah.
It'll be 1 week before, and we'll be like, "Is it time to lock in?"
Yeah. Lock in. Lock up. Yeah. Lock in, hell yeah.
Lock in, hell yeah. You are about to spend a couple hours asking people if they are infected. Do you have a...
Let me see. Do you have any face huggers happening?
We were trying to brainstorm on the best way to ask people if they are infected, in fact. And
I think we came up with... We're going to, check them out and be like, all right, you're clear. And then they're going to be like, clear of what? Infection.
Right.
That's probably not better. Oh, well.
I was pitching maybe that you guys could say ah.
Say,
open up.
Yeah, open up.
Maybe with a phone flashlight or something. See if an alien crawled down in there. Yeah. But I think that was vetoed as well. So I don't know.
Let us know. Yeah.
Do you have any better ways?
Yeah. Oh my God, aliens.
Do you have any parting words?
Don't get infected.
And
come to San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
Come to. It's really fun. And meet Danielle. She's the best.
Say ah.
Yeah, say ah.
Let me look down your throat.
Going into Paramount.
Plus.
Going into Paramount.
Plus.
I can see myself in your glasses.
Congratulations.
I told Jono to take a picture of me and they were all bad.
No.
They were all bad, Dave.
Jono.
Stop harassing people.
Yes.
Jenny's harassing people.
I'll stop harassing Jono when he
so
takes a good
close
photo
to your
of
face.
Me.
I take
blurry.
Many I good like photos of me.
This is just eyebrow. This is just eyebrow.
No, not my eyebrows.
Just
they're
really
like red
zoomed
right
in.
Now.
In
my
eyebrow.
Microblade is only half. Long. Woo. We're going into Paramount, thanks to Long. Long's got the media.
Yeah. Are we going inside?
How many? We're still waiting on...
We're waiting on the new one.
Still waiting on Vicky?
Vicky already inside.
I'm going Martin.
Oh, okay.
We switched.
You guys just want to wait right over here.
Yeah. You want it tighter?
A little bit. Just a little bit. Thank you.
More?
You're excited.
Go based on vibes.
That is a vibe. It can't come on.
Okay. So, Jono's got boobs.
Luggage sack is what we're going for, right?
I'm going to
get that. Oh. What's up, scrub?
Are you zooming in all my boobs? Wow, it's just it? Just my boobs. Yeah. She keeps not looking me in my face.
Wow.
The
cabbages! The
cabbages! Why the so sunny?
Hi.
What is putting your drinks?
For Danielle. Thank you.
How's your day going?
Good, how are you? Thank you. We did it. Do you see it? Is this where the alcohol is?
Jono, what'd you get?
Hey, I did right. Did you do your dominant?
There you go.
Up to the guy.
See?
What'd you get?
You didn't make an angry.
You didn't make an angry.
Jono won't answer me. I'm scared.
They gonna do it. Squeeze
the
one.
Yeah, okay.
One hand?
Yeah, one hand.
Okay.
Oh, you know you gotta scream. You gotta scream. Oh! There you go.
No!
That's good.
I think it said 174. All right, Justin, your turn.
It's 40 for me, like
16. All right, what do you got, man?
Go.
It was that last one.
9342, good job.
It was that last
one. Alright, you ready to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna tap it when it's washed up red.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
This is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
You still got like your grip better than you, Danielle.
And I think.
And was I right?
Yours, like, I hurt way better than you.
I was right.
Another one.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, your cape.
Don't reach when you grab him, chocolate sheet.
Get low, Jono. Drop it low, Jono.
Good job.
I think you have to be lower.
Uh-oh, we're taking off the jacket. It's getting serious.
How many did you catch?
Top four, but I put the first one down not knowing I had to keep holding it.
So you got five.
Three, two, one. Hands up, get ready.
Dave, you're supposed to catch them.
No, catch it.
Dave, you're supposed to catch it.
You said.
Are they gonna put that up on the next person?
How did you miss the last one?
All right, you understand how this goes.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're a little bit too far out. There you go.
Here. Oh, God.
You ready?
Yeah.
Please don't get beat by a lady today.
Whoa.
Three, two, one.
I'm stressed.
No.
Wait, I beat Dave.
Good job.
I broke my nail. It was worth it, though.
This is crazy. Saturday is so much busier than it was yesterday or Thursday.
I'm gonna pan now. Are you surviving?
It's hot. It's really hot. But yes, we're going to the Isla Monstro booth. Very excited. We're gonna go get postcards for me to write all my notes on, so that I don't have to look at my phone during my panel. Trying not to be nervous, but I'm really nervous.
You're doing great, sweetie.
My heart is beating so fast, and it's going through all day, I fear. But I think that I'm hyping it up.
Walk forward.
You're going to be the guardian of John and him.
We should trust Jesus.
Party in hell with mercy.
I don't.
We found it.
This is Isla Monstro, an animated movie. Directed by Stephen Shea, and this is the panel that I'm moderating tonight. Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, as many as you need. Like, I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I think this for sure.
So Raven, part of San Diego Comic-Con, I think, is all about the after parties. How has all of the after parties been for you so far?
I am so hungover. They've been really fun. We had a good time at both. I think we're crowded, but really, really fun. There was cool activations there too, and we got to see Jimmy Campbell Bauer DJ, so that was fun. Yeah. Lots of special guests, and there was like a kid in the window who was like dancing, and then everyone was cheering for him. Yeah, that was really sweet. That's gonna be a core memory for him for sure. It was really funny. But then there was like a creepy guy just like with the lights off. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh yeah, there was like a guy like behind the curtain, so it was his lights were off, and he was like looking in there. I think I have a video of that too. I'll show you. But yeah, so it's been really fun and really crazy, and getting to run into everybody that, you know, we talk to online and see in person only rarely is a treat. Right.
Do you want to tell the story of us trying to get morning recoveries last week?
Yeah. I was trying to be smart and good because I enjoy a morning recovery to help me not be hungover. And so I ordered from a place, and then the delivery person unfortunately got every single item wrong, which I think was on purpose because it must be, because that is crazy. And then we were missing a water too, so then I was like, can we have it be delivered? And they were like, it's too late. But then I was like, whatever. So I ordered it from another place, and then they were out of stock, I guess, but I didn't know that, and they didn't say anything. So then they just delivered a bag of chips for $12, and I was like, wanted to get it canceled. I tried to get it canceled before they delivered it, and they just wouldn't. So then I paid $12 for a bag of chips. And then Danielle ordered it from Walgreens, and they didn't come at the time that it said it was going to come, and it ended up coming at 11 in the morning, which was too late. And then we drank them anyway because, I don't know, for hope.
In solidarity, maybe the vitamins will help in the morning, even though you're supposed to drink it the night before.
I feel okay, though. I actually don't feel that shitty, but if we're standing here for more than 5 more minutes, my feet are going to hurt.
Right. And you have an interview to get to. So thank you so much for this impromptu interview. And do you have any parting words for our viewers?
Wear comfortable shoes at Comic-Con.
I am so sorry. I just punched a child in the head.
No, you didn't. She walked into it. She walked into it. I watched it happen.
I'll see you here again with another interview. Okay, goodbye. Welcome back, everybody, to Dress Down Podcast at San Diego Comic-Con. And now I have a good friend of mine, Mineral Blue.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Welcome. You are a YouTuber. You make a lot of comic convention music videos of cosplay and also just showcases for the conventions. How is San Diego Comic-Con versus other conventions that you do videos?
It's my favorite of the year.
Really?
Because it's just so much, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
As a fan and as a photographer, but not just as a photographer, as a general fan.
Yeah.
There's just so many things going on, so many things to do that I just enjoy it. So like usually, it's actually one of the harder cons to shoot because there's not as much cosplay. I actually feel like 9 out of 10 people here are just collectors and shoppers and just general fans, which is nothing wrong with that. But I have to like actually look more for cosplayers here as opposed to like Anime Expo, where everyone, like half or 2/3 of the people are cosplayers.
Right,
and
right,
so,
right.
But I enjoy it because it's an experience unlike any other.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So when you film San Diego Comic-Con, for example, because there are a lot less cosplayers and such cool activations, which you've been my in for most of the things that I've done so far, yeah. So thank you for that. Are you more showcasing all of these exclusive pieces of the con versus making a cosplay video?
Yeah. So, I mean, proudly, you know, Mineral Blue as a channel has been press at San Diego Comic-Con for at least 10, 11 years now. So, you know, it's cool to be able to go into activations and get the press releases and cover these activations and share those experiences with fans that normally, even if you are here, you might not be able to get access to, or you just don't have the time to spend 3 hours in line. You know, we're able to share those experiences with everyone. So it's really cool. I mean, I think that's one of the aspects of San Diego Comic-Con that people live vicariously through our videos to enjoy. Yeah.
Including me. I messaged you earlier today asking if you had already filmed Silo because I wanted to see what it looked like inside, and I knew I wasn't going to have time to go, which I think is the point. I think that's why your videos are what they are and are so successful, and you have the subscribers that you do and the fan base that you do, is because people get to experience the conventions vicariously through your channel. Are there any conventions that you've done overseas or anything that you've gotten the most feedback about? Is it San Diego Comic-Con or is it something else?
Yeah, I mean, I think San Diego Comic-Con is the big one that everyone just knows. Like, even from a general interest perspective, if you're not even in this world, you know, everyone's heard of Comic-Con, and it's the Comic-Con that everyone knows. And so,
yeah, in fact, it's trademarked.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why I come here. It's an experience that everyone, not just cosplayers and not just nerds, you know, even the casual Marvel fan or DC fan, just wants to know more about. So yeah, so I love San Diego Comic-Con, and yeah, I look forward to it every year.
What are some of your favorite places that you've gotten to travel, being Mineral Blue?
Definitely. I know that my viewership has a lot of people in Europe, and so as well as in Japan and Mexico. So definitely, I love it when I meet international fans that watch the channel, especially when I go overseas and I get recognized by people. They're like, "Oh, I love your channel. I didn't know you'd be here." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm here." And they're like, "What are you doing here?" And this year I was in London, and then I was in Switzerland, and people were they were amazed. I was like, you're here in Switzerland? I was like, yeah, I'm here filming a video. And they're like, wow, that's cool. So it's really cool to like connect with fans from around the world. Places that I really want to visit, I want to definitely go to Mexico. So I know I have a lot of fans in Mexico that always tell me to go to like Mole or something, or even CCXP. I got recognized in Brazil when I was there, and that was so much fun. And so it's just really cool connecting with fans, not just in the States, but everywhere else too.
Right. And I mean, the secret is that you're everywhere because your channel isn't just you. Sometimes you have people that film for you.
Yeah.
What is that process like? How do you vet who gets to be a Mineral Blue videographer?
Yeah, so definitely I'm privileged to work with some really great videographers that, you know, are overseas that film events that I don't have the money or the resources or the time to perhaps film. And so, you know, sometimes initially, you know, I do watch other videographers and I support their channels as well. And so, I mean, I'm a fan of other channels. And so if there's styles that kind of match or mesh really well with our channel, and if they don't have as many viewers, I don't hesitate to reach out to them and say, hey, I'd love to work with you. We can do a collab. Sometimes they'll reach out to me. And if I feel like it's a good fit, I'm like, hey, yeah, definitely. Yeah, let's do something. So, yeah, I'm partnered up with Amaru Isfed out of Paris, and he shot Dokami, and he shot you at Dokami. And so, yeah, he does amazing work. So if you watch the channel, he does a lot of the European conventions for our channel. And it's amazing watching some of the work that he does and watching the cosplayers over there that I would love to meet in person. But the next best thing is to have them on our channel and feature them to audiences around the world, because, I can't be everywhere at once. And so it's really cool to be able to have the opportunity to share our channel with other people.
Yeah. Shout out James from Amaru Isfed. Big fan.
Yeah.
So as far as San Diego Comic-Con 2026, what has been some of your favorite activations to experience so far?
Let's see here.
It seems like you've been to a few.
Today I did Lanterns. So that was
amazing.
It was like a training program where they brought in recruits, and it was very interactive, immersive. And so they asked people who was the smartest, who was the strongest, and I waited until they said who was the bravest. And so I was like, yay. So then they're like, all right, cool. And so I had a suspicion that was the most important one, because Green Lanterns always look for the bravest. And so sure enough, they told me to go up this, after making me individually sign up waivers. They made me climb a ladder, go up to this green lit stage, and then they told me to stand exactly on these two steps and don't flail your hands. And I was like, y'all about to drop me.
I saw this video. It was crazy.
And sure enough, yeah, they dropped me down and everyone like gasped. And then, of course, I landed like into like a foam pit, but it was, and you knew it was coming, and it still like made my heart race. That was a rush for sure. Yeah, that was definitely a cool thing. The parties are really fun. Paramount Lodge, that was really fun. Every year, Paramount Lodge does a really great activation where you do like Star Trek, all their properties. Like this year was South Park, UFC, Dutton Ranch. Like Star Trek was a big feature because I think it's the anniversary. Hasbro had a party for their Transformers anniversary. So yeah, that's the cool thing about San Diego is that there's these all these brands that are coming in together that they don't usually do conventions, and then they come in to bring experiences for the fans that, you know, would celebrate not just their fandom, but allow them to do things that they've never done before. And so it's just a cool experience. It's hard to describe, you know.
It is.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's not your first year. You've been coming for how long?
2014 was my first one.
So over 10 years.
Yeah.
And you haven't missed one?
Well, COVID, I guess, so to speak.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Except for the COVID years. So it's 2014. So this will be the 12th year since we started going. And been pressed for, I think, almost all of them except for the first one. So, yeah. So very, very lucky to have been able to go to not just one, but to, I think, 10, I guess. That's if you don't count COVID. So, yeah. Yeah, really fortunate.
Everyone else that I've interviewed so far, it's their first year here. And you are a veteran. So two questions. Yeah. How has this San Diego Comic-Con transformed over the past 12 years? And if you were giving somebody tips who's never come here before, what would you tell them in preparation to attend their first San Diego Comic-Con?
How has it changed? Let's see here. Well, you know, definitely it's looking back, it's been really fun to see how the brands have changed throughout the years. And so I think back when I first started going, I think they were promoting movies back then. So it's cool to, like, if you look back at the channel now, you're like, oh, wow, back then they were celebrities from, like, the Expendables were here. Or, like, when the very beginning, or I guess 2014 would be, like, in the middle of, like, the rise of the MCU. So, yeah, so then they were pushing, like, back then Winter Soldier and Iron Man 3, you know, the first Infinity War. And then, and, you know, just kind of seeing the, you know, I think the rise of Comic-Con has coincided with the MCU and the evolution of the DCU as well. And so it's kind of cool to have, you know, be in the moment of this nerd renaissance over the last 10, 15 years that actually coincided with the rise of, like, mainstream comic book movies. And so that's been really cool. And what was your other question, I guess?
If somebody was coming to San Diego Comic-Con for the very first time, what advice would you give them to prepare?
You know, definitely for the uninitiated and the weak, it's not something that you can just, I mean, you could wing it, but don't expect to be able to do everything. San Diego, there's so many things going on. It's, even for myself, it's almost impossible to know about everything, let alone do everything. Like, I literally just found out today about A Widow's Peak activation that I didn't even know about. And I thought I got all the press releases. Oh, Widow's Bay.
Widow's Bay.
Widow's Peak is like a harem. Widow's Bay. And then I think I didn't even know until this weekend about the Silo activation. And then they didn't tell us until last night, which was Friday night, of when the press entry for Silo would be on Sunday morning, which was crazy. So yeah, so there's so many things going on. If you were just new to Comic-Con, I would just say, do your research, do a little research beforehand. I personally go onto, like, blog sites like SDCC unofficial blog. They do a really good job of collating all the exclusives, offsites, the on-sites, so you can kind of plan your attack. If there's certain things that require you to line up, if some things don't require a lineup, almost everything here does require you to line up. As a general fan, that's just part of the territory. You know, you kind of have to pick and choose your battles. If you're able to get inside, have a badge and get inside, that's a whole nother battle. You know, not every exclusive toy or figurine you're going to be able to get. And, you know, just kind of don't lose heart. I mean, because you're competing with all these other collectors at the mecca of collecting and fandom. So it's not going to be like any other con where you can just walk up to a desk and say, hey, can I buy something? It's kind of a marathon and a competition sometimes. And so unless you want something that no one else wants, you're up against, like, everybody else who wants that same item. So I would say, you know, don't lose heart if you don't get into everything. If you don't get everything you want, just still come for the vibes.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy it for what it is.
You don't even need a badge to come and enjoy Comic-Con. Like, this is the one con where, like most other cons, it's inside a convention center. And it's once you leave, that's it. You know, you're even New York Comic-Con, you walk outside of the convention center there, and it's just New York City, which is cool, but it's not the same. Like here, you walk outside, the entire downtown is embracing Comic-Con. Like yeah. every restaurant has specials. The activations, a lot of them are off-site. So you got to walk into the city to go like the Green Lantern activation or Silo. It's like in the parking lot across the street. So you could literally spend your entire weekend without a badge, spend it outside and have just as much of a blast mm-hmm. as anyone inside that's waiting in line for random things. So yeah, everyone's got a different experience here. Just you gotta plan ahead and figure out what you want.
Yeah. Yay. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, taking time out of your very busy San Diego Comic-Con schedule. What are you looking forward to next?
Like in general, I guess, or
yeah.
at the con?
Both.
Both? At the con, definitely kind of catching up on a lot of the cosplayers. It's already, I think, 6 o'clock on Saturday. So I did shoot a lot of cosplay, but I'm still trying to shoot a lot of people as the sun sets. So definitely this is now kind of go time for a lot of the cosplayers. And then Sunday, all day Sunday, there's a lot of cosplayers still to shoot. And so, but then in general, you know, the calendar is still pretty full with a lot of stuff, events coming up. We've got a lot of videos coming up on the channel. So make sure you follow, like, and subscribe, comment.
Like and subscribe. Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you for sitting with me. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we will be back with another cosplayer. Yeah. What's up, everybody? We're here in front of the train, the slowest moving train, and also the longest and loudest of San Diego Comic-Con 2026. But I am here with my friend.
Spencer Ortega. Do I say my last name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ortega.
And where would we know you from, Spencer?
A lot of video game voice acting stuff.
Or from Jack in the Box, yeah. Sexy Jacks in the Box social media posts.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, the light's going off right behind
me. Oh, that's perfect.
So it's kind of fun. Yeah. I like it.
And it's fun.
Oh, it's soft again.
What's
well, you know what? Now we have plenty of time. So how was your San Diego Comic-Con 2026?
It was wonderful. My buddy Steve and I, say hi, Steve, even though no one could see you.
Hi.
Oh, wait, we can see Steve. Yay! we just kind of did some random stuff. Industry stuff, lots of drinking, which was fun. Lots of meeting new people, too.
Yeah.
Literally getting jobs as we're hanging out with people. Fantastic feeling. Wow. Yeah. So that's what it's like. This is like the social networking mecca, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to see my friend Danielle, by the way, hosts a panel for the first time.
I was about to say, what was your favorite panel that you saw all weekend?
Oh, that's a good question. Isla Monstra. Oh my God. I was so excited for the movie. And also I got to see you go crazy up there.
Yeah.
Not break a mic. Nope.
No, I definitely didn't pull the microphone out completely from the wire as soon as I got up there. That's definitely not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So how many years have you been attending San Diego Comic-Con?
It's been like 8 years in a row.
Really? Yeah. 8 years in a row?
Wait, what about you?
It's my third year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Since you've been coming for so long, how do you think that Comic-Con has changed over the years?
It's getting more crowded. It feels different, like good and bad. I don't know. It's very strange. It doesn't feel the same. I still feel the love sometimes, but you can tell like some parts are more loud. A train wreck, I'd say.
A
fucking train wreck.
Well, something you mentioned earlier that I thought was really interesting was that you voice a lizard in one of your projects, and you didn't realize that the monster fuckers of the world know that lizards actually have two penises.
Yes.
Yeah, and you found that out when somebody drew fan art of your character. Is that true?
That is very true. In fact, I think the reason why I know you and the people in your field is because I did a burlesque show. And a monster fucker came up to me and told me that they liked my character. Had no idea this was the situation. This is for Shy, by the way.
Yeah, if you... yeah. Shout out Little Cotty.
Shout out Little Cotty. So thanks to Little Cotty. Now I know this world and all y'all, and it's fantastic. But I play Zeralja in Final Fantasy XIV, Dontrail. And if you know who that is, Boar's father, but a sexy man. Lizard man, yeah. So I found out that lizards had two penises straight up from the fan art. Very visual.
Is that your favorite character that you've ever voice acted? And when people ask you that question, is it hard for you to choose because each one is kind of like your new child?
Kind of. I feel like Zerol John's definitely my favorite because I got to play a genocidal maniac, which is always great. You know what I mean? I got to play Brassius in Pokemon 2. He was very zesty and out there, and that was really fun. And then just Monster Hunter Wilds. That was an awesome experience. So they're not really my babies. The only baby I've had is this game called Wildgate, and I got to play the Space Moth. And it's like a hero shooter, and that's the first hero shooter I've been in, so that made me really excited.
Wow, that is very exciting.
Thank you.
This is the longest,
holy fuck,
loudest, slowest train I've ever seen at San Diego Comic-Con, actually. Yeah, I was like, well, since we're here, I mean. That is the end of it. Speaking of the end of it, what are your parting words for us, the Dress Down Podcast?
I would say follow your fellow nerdiness. Never give up on your dreams because you never know when you're going to get invited to Comic-Con. And do not, if you're going to wear high heels, bring extra fucking shoes.
That's for me. Who's dying right now. My shoes are band-aided up now.
Looking amazing, and that's what's important.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Of course. I had nothing but fucking time right now.
Exactly. Yeah. We might as well, you know?
It's happening. The first time I'm ever hosting a panel is at San Diego Comic Con. The room is huge. This is crazy. And it's recorded, so if I fuck up, it's on camera forever. No pressure, though. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. But, like, more nervous. But, like, excited.
Yeah.
But nervous.
Okay. Specifically, what I want to know is whether or not you helped Steven with mocapping the 3-minute-long sex scene.
No, unfortunately, I was left out of that part of production.
Man, that's unfortunate.
I think it shows yeah, that when you watch it, because that's not how I would have.
Do you think that you would have done a better job in the mocap suit?
I think there would have been, more like neck kissing and half thrust.
Foreplay a little bit.
Yeah. Nobody even licked bits, you know?
You know, I think that this is very insightful knowledge that you're giving us right now. Steven, do you feel like you could learn a thing or two?
I've learned everything I need to learn by watching James.